in English. That was amazing. Cro-Magnons.
Science doesn't lie. That's all I'm saying.
We got
I know Nick agrees with me. I know Nick agrees with me.
I know. I'm into the use some new soap.
But you still look fresh. Like a goddamn idiot if you put your whole hand
into
it.
Yeah, like, what are you just kind of like?
You look crazy.
You got to do what you got to do. All
right. I lived in Lewis last year.
I still don't understand what's going on here.
Carbot lived in Lewis last year. Carbot lives in Lewis again. I understand where he's coming from with the fact that literally the soap dispensers do not work in Lewis. But I'd rather not get sick. I'd rather clean my hands and look like a fool for a second and not care than look like a fool. Or than not look like a fool. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, so you're saying dip your hands in the soap?
Yes. The soap containers do not work in Lewis. So you have to fucking pry the tops off of the soap containers.
Take it out and
dip your fingers in and then clean your hands that way.
What do you
think? Yeah, that works.
Yeah, exactly. 3-2.
Thank you.
We won.
That's an absolute 3-2.
Yeah, right?
That works.
Yeah.
And then you just,
I'm with Ben. That's what I like to hear.
We're actually just switching up shows right now.
So damn. Cool.
What do we got next on the docket? What do we got next on the docket?
No more flows.
Yeah.
Who is that?
We're going to be switching over. All right.
This is cool like the head without Bobby.
Just Samuel. OD. Yeah. Make sure you follow me on the _OD _Prince on Instagram. You already know. Follow me.
What do I already know? What do I already know?
Peace.
Peace, you guys. Peace you. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Medford. I think, yeah, it's morning. It's 2:04 and 57 seconds. This is Cody Eaton, and you are listening to Yam Session on 91.5 WMFO. Get used to this new time slot. Yam Session will be running 2 to 3 a.m. on Fridays for the forthcoming future, and I hope you all are extremely excited about that. I know I certainly am. Our other DJ, Noah Adler, just turned up.
Oh, turned up. What's good, Cody?
It's been too long. It's been far too long.
It's been way too long. Oh, it's good to be back. It's good to be back on WMFO 91.5.
Is that the channel? Oh, there's my voice.
There it is.
It's 2:05 a.m. Never felt better.
I would also like to highlight the fact that he is wearing a Tufts official bucket hat.
I just found this on the floor. Honestly,
that is beautiful.
All right, quick backstory about bucket hats. My roommate, who doesn't really live in my room anymore,
does that mean?
He's dating this girl who lives off campus, and he's living with her off campus.
That's what that means.
That's what that means. But he used to wear a lot of bucket hats, and his name is Bucket, and I saw this on the floor, and I'm like, oh, I might as well honor my ex-roommate. So
That's fair.
Yeah. So thanks to whoever left this. If you left your bucket hat, I have it. So let me know.
Yeah. My mom actually once texted me specifically to let me know that I could buy a bucket hat and it would be on her.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, thank you. I don't think I'm gonna do that because I'm not a bucket hat aficionado. But
right.
You know, maybe. Just maybe, you've started a trend that I need to buy into. I don't know.
I mean, I think the trend is that if you find something on the ground, just put it on. I mean, like, what's the worst that can happen?
So, are there parameters to what's on the ground? Now, often, you will find the excrement of canines on the ground. Now,
yeah,
would you advise putting that on top of your head or no?
Probably not. I mean, like...
I feel that's very malleable, and you could shape it however you
like. No, you could definitely wear it. I just, like... I mean, it probably, like, what, like, think about how it's going to affect your life in, like, the near and long-term future. I mean, so this bucket hat, like, I'm sorry about the zipper noises. I'm just taking off my coat because it's warm in this studio. Oh, it's hot. Thanks, Cody.
Yeah.
Yam session. I saw this bucket hat. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I can honor my roommate. It's a nice hat. It's kind of comfortable. But, like, yeah, with like, dog poo and, like, strange coins and stuff like that. I mean, like, you're not going to gain much. Sure, maybe you'll gain some monetary value from the coins, not from the dog poo. But, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What I say, whatever happens, happens. If you put dog poo on yourself, like, you'll feel gross. People think you're gross. But, I mean, whatever you want to do.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, that was my little ramble of the night/morning.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the first song you listened to was Baby Come Back by an artist formerly known as Kill Paris. He's a good DJ. And then there were the unfortunate events that were the Paris attacks. And he came out saying, hey, that was just my DJ name. You know, nothing to do with that. I'm sorry. I, you know, certainly have my hearts out to everyone affected by that. So,
quick side note, he changed his name
to just Paris.
This is also pretty terrible. But DJ Khaled used to be known before the 9/11 attacks.
Oh no,
DJ Khaled's name was Arab Attack.
Oh, that was him, wasn't it?
And he found out about 9/11. He's like, oh, I probably shouldn't have that as my name. So DJ Khaled is now his name.
You know what? It's okay, right? It's okay.
It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Okay, so because you heard some unfortunate events, I will distract you. Oh, no! We have a caller!
Oh, wow, we have fans!
I love callers. I can do this. All right.
Hold. Press. Hello? Hello. Hello, you are on air. Hi there, who do we have calling in today? Hey, Bryson Toast, can you hear me? You know, that must have been someone else, because I always know how to pick up the phone correctly. Is it? A bold-faced lie. That's unfortunate. Anyways, how are you gentlemen doing on this fine Friday morning? Yeah? You sure, Toast? You're fairly certain. Okay. Well, you took logic, so we should probably be able to determine whether or not that's a strong argument you have there. Yeah. Okay. Could you ask me a question in SL? I just want to see if I still have it, you know? Those are independent, whatever that means. Although it's consistent. Okay, anyways, yeah, logic is a terrible class. Never take it. Do you guys have any requests for us on this fine evening? By Estelle. Amir? Is that Amir? Because that's all you wanted to play this evening. Alright, American Boy by Estelle.
That's a banger. Good choice to whoever suggested that. Wow.
Amir? Is that Adam? Hello? Yo, you're on the radio. How's that feel? I'm proud. Thank you. That's really sweet of you.
Are there voices coming over the air?
I am playing a song requested by the lovely Persian Amir as soon as this call is over. So, hope you guys... Thank you very much. All right, have a good night, boys.
We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking. Confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'ma like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains, and New York's wide awake. First let's see the West End. I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy. American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.
Killing them in the UK. okay. Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't fuck with me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapping, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the pips at the Gladys. And I know they love it. So the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Would you be mine?
Could you be my lover?
Would you be my American boy? American boy.
Take me on a trip I'd like to go someday.
To go someday.
And we're back on air. Are we? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you, I think.
Word.
Okay, that looks like it's on. Yeah. You're in mic four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was Saint Motel with My Type off of their single disc, My Type. Wow.
Wow.
That song was number one in Italy for a lot of months, and that's cool because Italy's fun, and my cousin just became a citizen of Italy.
Oh, congrats. Yay. Congrats.
Thank you. I will relay your congratulations on to him.
Italy is a fun place. I spent some time in Venice and Florence this summer. Ooh. And would recommend, if you ever get the chance, hit up Venice and or
10 out of 10 would vacation?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. That is good. That is great, actually. Hope you all are having a splendid night thus far. And to continue your splendid night, I feel like I need to play Backseat Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't have a choice but to play Backseat Freestyle right now.
I mean, hang on. Oh, shoot. I was about to say it goes along with Italy, but the Eiffel Tower is not in Italy.
So we have a European theme tonight. That is the goal. We have, you know, Big in Italy.
Exactly.
He wants to have a certain phallic body part.
As large as that large piece of metal.
Yeah, that's a very heralded national monument that we have great reverence for.
It's pretty reasonable. Yes. I think Kendrick's not too far off with that wish.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think he's just trying to culture us a little bit. I think that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here is some culture from Kendrick on Backseat Freestyle.
This isn't Backseat Freestyle.
Oh, that's not Backseat Frat.
This is
Backseat Freestyle.
Martin had a dream. Martin had a dream. Kendrick have a dream. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I feel amazing. Damn, I'm in the matrix. My mind is living on cloud nine, and this nine is never on vacation. Start up that Maserati and vroom vroom, I'm racing. Popping pills in the lobby, and I pray they don't find her naked. And I pray you niggas is hating. Shooters go after Judas. Jesus Christ, if I live life on my knees, ain't no need to do this. Park it in front of looters. Next to that church is chicken. All you pussies is losers. All my niggas is winning, screaming. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and mistress. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. I got 25 lighter on my dresser. Yes, sir. Put fire to that ass. Body cast on a stretcher. And her body got that ass that a ruler couldn't measure. And it make me come fast, but I never get embarrassed. And I recognize you have what I've been wanting since that record that Adina Howard had. Pop it fast to impress her. She rolling, I'm holding my scrotum and posing. This voice here is golden, so fuck y'all, I goes in. And all my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and mistress. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind, no nigga, it's go time. I'm rolling dough with a good grind, and I run that hoe with a bouton. That's a relay race with a bouquet. They say, K, you gon' marry mines. Biatch, no way. Biatch, no way. Biatch, no way. Biatch. Okay, I'm never living life confined. It's a failure, even if I'm blind. I can tell you who, what, when, where, how to sell your game right on time. Biatch. Go play, biatch. Go play, biatch. Go play, biatch. I look like OJ, killing everything from pussy to a motherfucking hit boy. Bitch, she pussy popping, and I got options like an audible. I be COMPTON, like when then ball at
short defeat. C-O-M-P-T-O-M, my city mobbing in the street, yelling. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. I pray my dick get big as the Eiffel Tower, so I can fuck the world for 72 hours. Goddamn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches. Wifey, girlfriend, and mistress. All my life I want money and power. Respect my mind or die from less shout. Let it run, Ali. Martin had a dream. Martin had a dream. Kendrick have a dream.
I know there's gonna be
work every day till we meet ends. I fi turn it up on weekends. Boss a toast to your real friend. Tell me why you're drinking, huh?
Oh,
Hello, Medford. We are back. Noah can probably hear us. Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. We're going to keep playing.
Oh, man. We tried to have no technical difficulties this semester.
Yeah, and, like, we broke our resolution.
32 minutes and 42 seconds into the first show. And
well, that's assuming we got through the first 5 minutes correctly, which...
Oh, no, Cody. What did you do?
Just kidding. Anyways, so we went from Kendrick Lamar with Backseat Freestyle... Then to Young Thug and Jamie XX with I Know There's Gonna Be, which has parentheses, Good Times, great featuring tune. Popcon.
He was also on Kanye's second to last album, Yeezus.
Well, who knew? And following up, we played Major Lazer's Watch Out For This, a.k.a. Boom IA, with the Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike Tomorrowland remix. Crazy.
Wild.
Anyways, there's some numbers to think about. Worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Those are some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. Cody, I didn't know you spoke Australian.
I dabble in Australian.
You dabble fantastically.
It's kind of a part-time hobby, I would say.
Well,
yeah.
It pays off.
You could say that. Anyways, I'm curious, Noah. As you are taking over the aux, what's coming our way? Like, can you prepare our ears for the stimulating sensations we will experience soon?
Okay. So, I was at a concert earlier tonight. There were a bunch of acts, but I went mainly, no offense to the openers, I'm sure they were great, but I went mainly for Sober Rob, who, I played on the show before. He's pretty great. He's from my hometown, went to my high school, did an interview with him a few weeks ago. Look out for that on, melisma.com. I'm not sure if that's the link, but I'll link it on Yamsesh Facebook page soon. Sober Rob, great, some, like, atmospheric, emotional, whatever you want to call it, electronic music, and this guy Goldwater. And when I got to the show, my friend George from high school, he's like, oh, yo, Noah, here's Sober Rob, here's Goldwater, talk to them. So I talked to them, both very chill guys, and I told Goldwater, hey, I love your song Throw It, I'm gonna play it on my radio show tonight, get ready, guys. It's going to play in like a minute. But I'm like, so there's this great guitar part on that track. Like, where'd you find that guitar? And Goldwater just goes in the most nonchalant, like, very humble way. He just goes, oh, yeah, I just kind of recorded that, and, like, I kind of chopped it up, and I thought it sounded good, so, like, I put it on the song, and I'm like, oh, word. Like, that's sick. That's wow. Insane, Goldwater. Wow! So here's Throw It by Goldwater. It's like a flip of, if you guys know the song Throw Some Mo by Race Remmered, Young Thug, and Nicki Minaj, that's a great song. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool interpretation of that with some guitar live by Canada's own, Pizza Cult's own, Sober Rob's good pal, my acquaintance, Goldwater. Here it is. Here it is.
Are we on aux one?
Yeah, the one I gave you.
Oh, silly me, my computer's on silent. Okay.
Silly computer, silly Noah.
Here it is.
We're so silly.
3, 2, 1, Goldwater, let's go!
Thank you.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh, sorry, fans. Sorry, Cody, for hurting your ears. All right. We're back on air.
We're back.
I hope you guys enjoyed that song. I just had to play that because, I mean, I saw Goldwater tonight. I met him. It was a huge moment in my life. Yeah. I think it's a pretty cool song.
Now, curious, how does that moment in your life weigh relative to that time you came out of the womb?
Is
that more or less significant, would you say?
That was a little while ago, but it was a bigger moment. I can't really can quantify it. I can't really qualify. Is that I can't really qualify it. Anyways, so I thought we'd have this show like up and running before Valentine's Day, so I kind of put together a little Valentine's Day playlist. I couldn't.
Muy caliente, papi.
Very, very hot, Dad. yeah, that's what that means.
Yeah.
So I kind of put this together. I mean, it's not that caliente. Take it as you will.
Solo un poco caliente.
But yeah, I mean, for the last 19 minutes of this Yam Sesh, like, play this for your guy, your girl, your whoever. Tell him you like them a lot, or whatever you want to tell him. And
also for your dog.
Your dog too. If yeah, I mean, shouts out to if you want to play this for me and Cody. I mean, we'd really appreciate it too.
Yeah. Like, oh. Also,
we're pretty lonely.
I have a shout out because we have listeners. You know that?
Oh, we have listeners.
We have listeners.
No, it's 2:42. Who's listening?
Tierra Oskui is.
Oh, word.
I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce your last name. Honestly, I haven't said your last name that often, but thank you for being a loyal listener.
Thank you
we
very much.
We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. All right, here's the Valentine's Day playlist. Like almost 2 weeks too late, but it's whatever. All right, here's We by Jeremich. However you say that. Aux one.
Think about all the time, think you may need all of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in here though. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But
I wish that we could
swear that everything will be just fine. I wish that we could take some time. Go anywhere, baby, I don't mind. Grown man in my soul and tie. Hey, there's no way without you and I. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, there's no way without you and I.
She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and he a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and me a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and me a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and me a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally. She a talk to me, and me a talk to she. But the day is coming that we must meet personally.
Sorry for that rough transition there, but we
had... What rough transition? There was no rough transition.
There was no... You're right. You're completely right,
yes,
Cody.
Yes, that was flawless.
Why would I ever doubt you?
You
So, yeah, we had We by... how do you say it, Cody?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, not Jeremiah, as I said. but just Jeremiah. Like, just say it like a normal person.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. And then up after that, we had... Long Distance by Sam. I don't know how to say his last name. Galiatry. I think he's Scottish. I saw him live right before the semester started with Mr. Carmack. Really good show.
Oh, he was with Mr. Carmack.
Yes, he was right before Mr. Carmack.
Ended up not, yeah.
In case you guys are wondering what that had to do with Valentine's Day, the song's called Long Distance, and if you couldn't interpret what that, I don't want to like assume anything, but I assume that man was Jamaican in the song. He's saying, rats. I can't remember right now, but it's something like me a talk to she and she a talk to me. But the day must come that we must meet personally. And so it's like they're having a long distance relationship, and there's some crazy bass and horns and wild synths going on too. So that's always good.
V wild.
Yep. So we're gonna throw it back a little to 1966 to be exact, to Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys with the track "Wouldn't It Be Nice." And wouldn't it be nice if I played that song next and stopped talking?
Wouldn't it
be
nice if we had so many more listeners?
Yeah, how many listeners? Wait, real quick, how many listeners?
I don't know.
Oh, man. All right, we'll figure that out. We'll get back to you guys. All right, here's "Wouldn't It Be Nice." Let's go.
The sun has been kind to you. 24K. But the sky is never gray,
never gray.
Silent moments, meditative pauses. You break my focus, you make me laugh. Two mopeds racing through the forest, making dirt clouds on a path, on a path. I'm my best on this island, I'm a mess in America. My flight left last night, but I know I'm not going back home. I'm not going back home, no. You're my golden girl, you're the one I've chosen, girl. You're 24K, yeah. You make it bright when it's gray. The sun has been kind to you. You're 24K,
yeah.
But the sky is never gray,
never gray.
If we build a house in paradise, will we get to heaven still? If we don't have to live through hell just to get to heaven, I'ma stay right here with you. Till the hurricane comes, till the tsunami comes, I found my goal. You're the one I've chosen, girl. You're 24K, yeah. You make it bright when it's gray, yeah. You're my golden girl. The sun has been kind to you. 24K,
yeah.
But the sky is never gray.
You're my G-O-L-D-E-N-G-I-R-L. And that's for the females I can't spell, but thanks for fucking with me. You turn my dark into light, you're like a bucket of bleach, see. I want you to know that my negatives at home aren't working for my Kodak. So that means that I don't want to go back. Just know that I would like to stay here and hold that hand of yours. Girl, I'm a wreck in America, your face is the best, cause it's the same color as the lace on my neck. And you're golden, your eyes open, fuck it. Let's toast and listen to Michael Bolton.
All right, again, sorry for the lame transition, but I'm lame. That was Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys, followed up by Golden Girl by Frank Ocean featuring Tyler, the Creator. That song is a bonus track on Channel Orange. You can only listen to it if you illegally download it from the internet, which I don't advise, because that's what I did, and it has terrible quality.
You didn't do that.
No, I didn't. No, why would I ever?
You mean, like, when they just kind of, like, they say, oh, you're really cool, we're going to give you specifically
exactly. Frank Ocean, I got a